Hello, and welcome to or welcome back to my podcast, What About It? I'm your host, Addie, and today we have a very special guest, Miss Issa.
Hi, I am number one, just so unbelievably excited to be here right now. Thank you, Addie, for having me. Yeah, it means the
Absolutely.
world.
So before we get into the topic, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I am a senior. I go to church at the Oaks. I'm involved in a lot of things with school, so I'm part of the swim team, the theater program, student council, all those things. I love to read. I love to be outside. I have two dogs, and I have a great family. My parents and my sister are just some of my favorite people. So there's a little bit about me.
Okay, so today's topic is female friendships. And a while ago, I had posted on the podcast Instagram, what dot about dot it podcast. There we go. And some people had some questions. So the first one that I want to talk about is we're just gonna dive right into it. Say one of your good friends is going out with a toxic guy, how do you bring it up without it coming off as making them break up with their boyfriend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing with that is like you always want full transparency with your friends. You know, I feel like that's the biggest and most important thing. So like ultimately, if you done your job to be like, "Hey, like this guy kind of sucks in some areas, you know," and just kind of like have made her aware, then at that point, it's like it's kind of hands off for you, right? But if it's a situation where it's like, oh, she's in a bad spot, like not a good situation for her, like getting other people involved, maybe like telling parents or stuff like that, leaders. But if it's like just be transparent, I think would be the biggest thing. And it doesn't have to come off with like, hey, unless you break up with this guy, I'm not gonna be friends with you anymore. It's more like, hey, this is kind of what's going down. I just want you to know. And I just want you to know what I'm seeing and that it's kind of hurting you. This is like coming from a place of, like, I want to help you and I want to be there for you, not like try to ruin anything, but I just want you to know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, in friendships in general, I feel like it's so important for the other person to know you're not coming at them from a place of like, oh, well, this guy sucks. Like, it's not from a bad place, it's
Yeah.
from a place of love and caring for your friends. And it's not supposed to be a negative thing, even though sometimes delivery can come off
Yeah, you have to
that
watch your delivery, right? Because everything that we do is always gonna, like your physicality, how your
way.
voice sounds, like what you're doing, like all those things play into communication. And we talk about communication in like relationships all the time. And like communication in friendships is equally as important and equally as important as in like any other relationship. So you need to do that well, for sure.
Absolutely. I know that a lot of times we focus on communicating in relationships, like you said, but it's so important to communicate with other relationships as
Yeah.
well, like friendships, parents, family, no matter what it is. Communication, as cliche as it sounds, like communication is key to maintaining any friendship, relationship, etc.
Oh, absolutely. And you can say like, oh, the key to a good relationship is communication, but you actually have to do it. That's what's hard is you can talk as much as you want, but if you don't back up your words with actions, then the relationship is going to kind of fall apart, right? Because there's not that basis of trust. And also, if you have a good foundation with your friend, she should be understanding that you're telling her that. Like she should know that like it is from a place of love, you know? If you've been communicating for a while, you know, and I get that not every relationship is exactly like that, but yeah, reminding them that, hey, it's because I love you, not because I see you super happy and don't want to like ruin it, you know, type deal. Like it's like I just want you to know because I do care about you.
And it's just making sure that your friend is in a good situation
Yeah.
that's good for them and their mental health, honestly. Because, like, I know my friends have seen me go through certain relationships that have not been good for my mental health, and they've told me over and over and over again. And I was just like, yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
And I've seen my friends go through the same thing, and it's hard to watch, but really, the most that you can do is honestly just communicate and tell them, like, hey, I love you. This is what I'm seeing. It's affecting, maybe it's affecting like their mood or their mental health
Yeah.
or whatever. And the most that you can do is just express that.
Yeah.
Because you can't carry that burden on yourself. Because it's not your relationship. And so therefore, you don't have to necessarily carry the weight of the world on your shoulders with their relationship.
Absolutely. It's not your responsibility. If someone comes and talks to me and like they're super down about something and they like need help, if I take on that persona of, oh, I gotta fix it, I gotta like do something, you know, sometimes the best thing that we can do for our friends is to take whatever they have told us and give it to the Lord. Because then it's not my responsibility. You know, like I've done all that I can to love them. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to be with them and stand by them. And that's like the most important thing we can do is take other people's burdens and give it to God, because we can't carry that. We wouldn't be able to do it well.
Definitely not. I mean, I know so many people that have like the fix it mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I've dealt with it before. And that honestly just puts so much weight on us.
Mm.
And us as humans, like, we don't have the strength to handle the world's burdens. That's God's responsibility, and God's got that in mm-hmm. his hands. And when it gets too heavy for us, we can always give it to him. So we don't have to fix everyone's problems, which is honestly really relieving. We don't have that responsibility of fixing the world's issues by ourselves.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think you're totally right.
So the next question that someone had was, how should you tell your friend that they're too boy obsessed?
That's a great question. I mean, like, honestly, what's so hard about that is, like, I don't know, there's a time and a place for everything, you mm-hmm. know? And sometimes maybe having that conversation of like, hey, I love you and I value our relationship, and just kind of recently I feel like this thing is a little bit more important than our relationship, and that's kind of hard, you know? And it doesn't have to be, like, you're the worst, you weren't there for me, you da-da-da. And like sometimes it is having upfront conversations of like, hey, this kind of wasn't great, you know? Yeah. But also just coming from a place of kindness and being like, hey, I really appreciate you as a friend and I want to just hang out with you. Mm-hmm. Do you have time for lunch?
Yeah.
You know, do you have time for this? You know, and it's just, they don't have to just be with you all the time. Cause most of the time it is kind of a phase. It's a thing that happens, you know, and like having that honest conversation, hey, like, I just want to spend a little time with you, you know, like, it's not like, oh, you're horrible now that you just talk about boys all the time, you know, but it's kind of like, but I also, I want to hang out with you because I care about you. Just kind of coming to it from that point a little bit more, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that you said it's not from a place of, oh, you're doing all of this wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You did this, you did that. It's not necessarily an accusatory thing.
Yeah.
Like you can, something that I love that I heard one time was using I feel statements,
mm-hmm.
which sounds so like ridiculous, honestly, at first. But whenever you communicate something through an I feel statement, it's so much more not only proactive, but also it can kind of help you to not be like, oh, well, you're doing everything wrong. Yeah. Screw you.
Yeah, there's a difference between an I feel statement and a you did statement. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a big difference between that. Obviously, I know I said this a little bit before, but there are opportunities to be upfront about it, and there are opportunities to kind of like, hey, like, this is what's going on, and this is me being transparent, because, you know, that's important. And also, along with that, with coming to them saying, like, I think the thing that would, like, help our relationship is just to have a little bit of time set aside for us to just do mm-hmm. what we want, you know? And my dad says this, he would tell me this, he goes, Issa, if you're going to tell someone, or you go to someone with a problem, come away, or, like, come to them specifically with a solution too. So it's That's not like, smart. This is on you to fix because, like, I don't want to fix it. It's mm-hmm. being like, hey, this is a problem that I'm having. I've given it some thought and I think that this could be a good solution. And if they don't like that solution, then maybe it is kind of like, so do you have a solution? You know, it's like coming from a point of view where it's like, I've thought about this, you know, and I've come with what I have to offer and things that I think will help the situation. And coming from that that way of, hey, I just want to be with you because I care about you, you know, I miss mm-hmm. you, I want to hang out, I value how much we talk to each other, you know, you're bringing up so much more of the positive than, hey, you're hanging out with guys too much and that makes me really mad and I just don't like it and I think that I'm coming in second. Because there's a time and a place for that, but like mm-hmm. initial first steps is kind of like, hey, let's talk.
So whenever it comes to female friendships, there's always kind of a stereotype of, oh, well, they're probably comparing each other. They're competing with each other. They're jealous of each other mm-hmm. or whatever. What is your opinion on that? Do you think that there's always a level of competition in a female friendship?
I was reading a book, and one of the biggest things, there's this chapter called Compare and Despair, and every single time that we compare, there is an aspect of disparity to it. It just isn't worth it. And that doesn't mean that I'm like never going to compare myself to my best friend, because I also don't think that that's the reality of everything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we have to have the ability to be like, okay, this feels a little unfair, or I feel this way. And then laying it down because I know that my friendship is more important than the comparison game that the world mm-hmm. feels like girls should be playing. And absolutely. Even you think about how like media portrays female friendships sometimes. It's always, oh, I want to kind of be the better friend than you. And I want to like, you know, and really mm-hmm. I want like my friendships to be full of people that want me to succeed just as much as I want them to succeed. Mm-hmm. Because the girls that I have in my life now, like, I love them. Like, we are ride or dies. They're my favorites. And it doesn't mean that we don't disagree or we're all happy and pumped all the time, but it does mean when it comes down to it, comparison just doesn't have a place. And I think it's so important to find friends that are able to lay down their comparison. There kind of maybe is an aspect of the comparison and then also like the competition, you know, you have to find people that are willing to lay that down for you. Because mm-hmm. that's so important, because comparison isn't worth losing a friendship over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it would be foolish to say that it's like never there and you'll like never feel bad about anything when you're with your friend. But also mm-hmm. talking about things that really hurt, that make you compare, or you feel like they feel like they're in a competition, then maybe that's just you encouraging them a little bit more to see if they realize, hey, I don't want to like be better than you. I just want to be with you.
I mean, definitely in the media, it's always a thing of, oh, this girl wants to be better than this girl, mm-hmm. or in this friendship, one is jealous of the other.
Yeah.
And the immediate example that came to mind was Mean Girls, and how originally it was kind of like a joke of, oh, well, let's take Regina down.
Yeah.
But then Katie started turning into a mean girl, and just, like, honestly, that movie, on the surface level, is mm-hmm. very much, like, catty and yeah. everything like that. But if you really, like, take a second to think about, it's honestly kind of reality in some ways. Mm-hmm. It just shows there's some people that we choose to compare ourselves with and that we want to be better than, mm-hmm. or that we want to tear them down or whatever it may be. But then there's other people that can help us to see we're valuable just the way that we are.
Yes.
And I think that having friendships where we can see our value in is so important, because not only is that going to help your own self-confidence mm-hmm. and help you to feel better, but also that friendship is going to help fill your cup rather than dump it over.
Absolutely. And the people that make you feel like you have to compare, those people shouldn't be your best friends. Mm-hmm. They just shouldn't. Like, because when I think about the people that I have now, like, they have seen me in rough places. They have seen me angry, you know, they've seen me really sad. They've seen me super joyful. Like, they've seen all of it and still love me. And honestly, vulnerability, when you're able to be vulnerable with your friends, takes away that aspect of comparison a little bit, because it's like, I know you've struggled through stuff and you've seen me struggle through stuff too. It's almost like a, okay, we've seen and done things together. Like, we know each other. We know what we struggle with. And that's what makes the relationship stronger compared to like, oh, I hope my worst day is better than your worst day, you know, or like, yeah. Praise God, they aren't so happy all the time. You know, it's like, I don't feel that way about my friends. I want them to be joyful and I want to be with them when it's hard because I want to support them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Another question that was asked, which honestly I find so interesting, but it was, do you think that girls connect on a deeper level than guy friends do? And I think that that's so interesting just because typically whenever you think of like guys, it's more like messing around, playing in the dirt, whatever.
Yeah.
But like you were talking about like being vulnerable with your friends, it can just seem like whenever girls are friends, it's a little bit more of the vulnerability stuff rather than guys.
I guess the dynamic that's portrayed is a little bit different. But I've known a lot of guys to be like super vulnerable with other guys, you know? And I think that guys can definitely have deep relationships with like their friends, like just as much as girls can too. I think it just might be portrayed a little bit differently. Like I know that I can talk to my friends in the middle of the night about like deep philosophical stuff or like whatever, like or random stuff that it's like, hey, will you laugh at this with me? And they'll be like, oh, totally. Like I think that guys definitely have the capability to do that too. I think just sometimes it's like we don't see that as much. And also it's also like I am a girl, so like I like know that I have deep philosophical questions like that I talk to my friends about, you know, and stupid questions and all of the in between. And I feel like guys kind of might be, some of them will be hesitant to like admit it, but a lot of them would be like, oh, totally, I definitely have those conversations with my friends too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the philosophical, like deep conversations that I have with my friends are so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, not only do they make you closer, but they're also just so fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, it's so fun to get into like the nitty-gritty and everything. I just find that so entertaining.
Well, it would totally make sense that you have a podcast then, so you know.
Yeah. Can just dive into really whatever.
Absolutely.
And honestly, I think that's my favorite part of having a podcast, is that I can get as deep as I want or as surface level as I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So on the topic of friendships between guys and friendships between girls, there can be a little bit of a girl code or guy code at some times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that girl code really exists?
I mean, I don't know. To put a label on girl code, I feel like every situation would have to be exactly the same, and that's just not the reality of like girl relationships. Like it just, there's so many facets, so many different things that can happen, like so much life, you know, that you can't really just put a code on it, you know, like for everyone. I think every person, honestly, my codes with my friends might differ from one another. But the biggest thing with me is like, I want to respect my friends, you know, like I think girl code and guy code could be like genuinely just kind of like respect for other people in that aspect of it compared to like, these are the rules that everyone must follow all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like these are the four set rules that you have to abide by.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I love that you said putting a label on it. Like you can't really do that when not every situation is the same.
Yeah, and it's so situational.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely situational. And I mean, honestly, depending on the person, with one friend, you might be able to apply a few rules, I guess. And like for others, you can't really do that because every person is different and like each person's personality is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't really put a box on the friendship of these are the rules that we have to follow.
Yeah.
Because they're always different.
And not necessarily that you would want to.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like boundaries are important to talk about, but if it's just like little things that like, that you don't really like have to say like, this is the thing that we have to do, you know,
it just
like sometimes rules like that can put like pressure on a relationship. And that's like, honestly, that's where communication comes in too. Like it doesn't have to be a set of rules. It can just be like, hey, can we talk about this one scenario, you know? And like, yeah, I just think it back to communication just being so important for any relationship.
Yeah, even in those situations, like you can put boundaries in place for that specific situation.
Sure.
Or you can put more broad boundaries in place. But I think having the conversation of boundaries is much more important than having the conversation of, oh, you broke girl code.
Yes. Yes, you're so right. Like you shouldn't immediately like just assume they knew what they were supposed to do, you know, because that's not fair either. But I think definitely like coming from a place of talking about like, hey, this is kind of a boundary, you know, compared to like accusatory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, like with female friendships, maybe it's personality or something, but sometimes there is that level of like comparison or competition or just flat out disrespecting your boundaries. And there's so many levels to figuring out if someone is really and truly your friend or if it's more of a fake friend. So what would be your advice on figuring out whether or not someone is truly your friend?
Absolutely. I think that's so hard because also there are some people that like, if I hold a value that is super close to my heart, but I have a friend who like doesn't hold it as closely and they do something that I feel like was completely wrong, but they didn't even think it was wrong because it isn't one of their values. It's like, that's hard because that person could still be a really good friend and we just don't see eye to eye on this one thing, you know? And I think figuring out who your best friends are is having to have vulnerability with another person. Because the people that are like in a competition with you, like you said, like those people, they're not going to be there for you when it's hard, you know? And some people might be there, but might be there kind of for a backwards reason, like to get something, to gain something. And I know my good friends are the ones that when I'm talking about the same situation that I talked about, like over and over and over again, even though they've still given me advice and yet there's just always something new that comes up, but it's the same situation. They're the ones that are going to be like, I'll hear you talk about it all the time because I know you need to. And I think that's like when people have nothing to gain, that's when you know that you have a good friend, is if they stay or if they go.
Just like having sometimes backwards friends that they're there for something to gain. That's obviously really, really difficult to figure out. Something that I've definitely realized recently is whenever you do have those fake friends or backwards friends, it's best to walk away and maybe be in a season of, I only really hang out with two people, but they're really good two people. They're a really good two people. They're good friends rather than having like 12 different fake friends.
Quality over quantity.
Absolutely. And I think, honestly, we were talking about this a while ago, just finding your bridesmaids before the groom. Because whenever you find your bridesmaids, like those are the people who are going to be there through each guy on your process to finding the groom.
Absolutely. Like those are the people that are going to hear me cry after, like, you know, the breakup, or like cry when I get together with someone. Like they're the people that are going to be there like every single time. And I'd much rather spend time finding those people because I know that God's got the right person for me. But I also know that God has the right friends for me too. Like the Lord doesn't just like set aside one person, you know, like your husband to have in a couple of years. Like he has so many people set up for you. And I think that's really encouraging to know that God's got my best friends. He knows who's going to be there on my wedding day, you know. That's super. But also, I think you're so right. Quality over quantity. One of the biggest things that I think that I've learned too is like, you can love people from a distance.
That's good.
You know, if they're not good for your heart or your mind, and if they're not growing you, then you don't have to be mean or spiteful or like not like when you're around them, you're just like, ugh. Like you can love people without being their best friend, you know? And that's, it's a hard thing to do, but like it's good for both people involved. You know, there's sometimes when like they may have hurt your heart, you know, and it's just like, I'm just going to love you from a distance.
And I think that that's so important, like loving someone from a distance. Because honestly, holding a grudge or holding anger or bitterness towards people, it can get really exhausting. And so still having love for them and forgiveness for them, even though they may have hurt you, that's so valuable. And that can lift such a heavy weight off of your shoulders.
And sometimes it's like taking the weight that you feel of that relationship and bringing it to God. Like sometimes it takes a while for you to learn how to love someone from a distance. Sometimes it's like, wow, this like, this is hard. And it's okay if it's hard as long as you're doing it, you know? I think, yeah, that's super important. Like to give those hard relationships to the Lord, because he's the only one that knows how to heal you fully, completely.
Absolutely. And like, even sometimes like the healing process can seem so long and honestly daunting, but it's so worth it in the end, especially whenever you do end up finding your bridesmaids or even your groom. But finding the people who are going to stand next to you in the good, in the bad, hear you out, help you grieve even those friendships that hurt you.
Yeah.
Those are the people that, like you were saying earlier, are like your ride or dies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are your true friends, and that's how you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good. I love that. So on the topic of having hurt friendships, do you believe in second chances even if your friend really hurt you?
Yes, I do. Even though that's hard. And sometimes the people that hurt you too much for your heart to take, those are the people that you need to learn from, like, to love from a distance. Mm-hmm. But, like, if I have this friend and this one situation we didn't see eye to eye and I got really hurt about the situation, the worst thing for me to do is to, like, act that like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like sometimes we're like, oh, I just need to let it go and push through. And sometimes that's so true. Sometimes I'm, like, frustrated about something with my friend, and then I have to, like, backpedal and be like, Issa, like, chill out. Like, it's not that deep. Like, it's not that deep. But there are some times when I'm like, okay, because I value this relationship so much, I'm going to try to work through this. Mm-hmm. And that's when communication comes in. And that's when, like, hey, I'm going to have a serious, like, conversation about this because I value our relationship. It's not accusatory. If you feel like you need to have answers about something, then ask, you know? But, like, it doesn't have to, like, come from a place of complete anger, even though it's okay to be angry with our friends sometimes, especially if there was a lot of pain there. But it's really deciding, is this relationship worth having that conversation? And if it is, then you go talk to that girl. Like, go and have that conversation and make it better. And it's okay, like, if it's awkward for a second after that. Like, it happens. If they're your real true friends and you really want to keep that relationship, if it was valuable and, like, 99% of the time it was awesome but this one time it wasn't, like, that's the person that you want to go to and have a conversation with.
Yeah.
And that conversation is either going to make you stronger or it's going to break it.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the reality. And either way, like, you did what you could.
100%. And going to the person and asking them, like, the questions that you need answers for rather than just assuming and then holding what you decided to assume against them can hurt the friendship even more than just straight up asking, like, hey, this is how I viewed the situation. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you're so right. It doesn't have to come from a place of just like, oh, that was just horrible and you're the worst and you're never there for me, when usually that's not true. Yeah.
Because it's so easy to focus on the negative and see the things that went wrong in the relationship and be like, okay, well, this just goes to show that they're an awful friend.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because it's so important to take a step back and look at all of the positive sides of the friendship before considering ending the friendship.
Yeah. And even then, you do have to, like, be careful, because sometimes we talk ourselves out of ending friendships that need to end. Which is, it's, like, that's hard too. And it's genuine search. Like, it can't be like, oh, this is horrible and kind of unforgivable, but this one time she did this and that was really cool. Like, sometimes it's like you have to be fully transparent with yourself when deciding, like, what you should do about a situation.
Yeah. Like, are they consistently helping me or are they consistently bringing me down?
Yeah. And also, like, it's both ways. I want to be a good friend to my friends, you know? And it's so easy to play the victim.
Yeah.
In situations. Honestly, sometimes it takes being like, oh yeah, that hurt and that really sucked. But at some point in my life, it's going to be worth it, you know? And it's like coming from a point where it's okay to be hurt and it is okay to grieve, but also know that hurt people hurt people. And that kind of, even that statement has allowed me to, like, relieve this pressure on people who've hurt me of, like, okay, so I'm not the only one.
Absolutely. And I love that you bring up that saying. I hear it all the time. And it's sometimes hard to realize, like, hold on, other people also get hurt. And it's hard to see, okay, well, I'm feeling hurt in this situation. Why would they be hurt too?
Yeah. And that's so important for you to ask when you talk to them too. Like, hey, like, is there something, like, going on? Is there something that I can, like, help with, you know? And if they don't want to tell you and if they don't want to fix it, then maybe that is a relationship that you should let go of. you know? Yeah. But at least you came and, like, you know, and it's mm-hmm. so true. There are always two sides to everything, which is low-key yeah. kind of hard to deal with because it's yeah. like, no, I just want it to be my way and everyone to understand, you know? Yeah. But that doesn't make you, like, a great friend to people. It's definitely hard to set our point of view down to see someone else's, mm-hmm. but it's such an important thing to do if you want to yeah. keep friendships. And if you want to be a good friend, you also have to be a good listener. Like yeah. it can't just be a one-sided thing of like, I feel and I feel and I feel without asking like, but how do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Even sometimes both sides are valid and both sides are correct because sometimes there's this weird middle ground of, okay, so here's your side, here's my side, here's what really happened.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's hard to, like you were saying, like, take a step back and be like, my point of view isn't the only point of view.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another person in this situation. But then also, I feel like what might be the most important but most difficult part is coming together with that person.
Yeah.
And figuring out, okay, what really happened? What is that middle ground mm-hmm. of both of our sides are valid, but maybe some pieces we need to set down?
Yeah, definitely. And like again, if you're in that awkward position where it's like you've talked about it, you've kind of healed, but there's a little bit of like a wall or a barrier, like that's okay. Trust can rebuild. And even if it's like hard, you know, and if you just feel like it doesn't work, then that's a person you need to love from a distance. I think that's so important. Like, it is hard to find middle ground, and it's hard to be okay with finding middle ground, you know. And a lot of times I'll like bring another person that I really trust into it, like my mom. One of my like favorite things about her is she is great at seeing other people's point of views, because I'll be talking about a situation and being like, yeah, I just don't really like that they did this, this, and this, and then my mom will be like, but also, and she'll like, you know. So sometimes, usually it's not great to ask a friend who also knows that friend, mm-hmm. but if it's like a parent or a leader or like something like that to like bring into the situation yeah. of like, hey, this is kind of what I'm dealing with, do you know what I should do? Like, do you have any ideas? And that's so valuable. Because I know, like, if I was in a relationship and was struggling and I didn't quite know how to bring it up with the other person, like, I would go up and, like, ask my mom, like, what in the world do I do in this scenario? Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, well, this. That doesn't have to just be, like, boyfriend-girlfriend thing. Like, it mm-hmm. can be a friend and a friend thing. I can go and talk to my mom about a hard thing that's happening in a relationship and, like, trust that she'll give me her genuine, you know, what she sees. And we have the ability to do that. And it doesn't have to be a thing that creates drama at all. You just have mm-hmm. to go to the right person.
And I even go to my mom about some things and she'll be like, okay, but didn't you do this a while ago? Or,
yeah.
Or like, wait.
She calls you out.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's so frustrating too sometimes. Yeah. Because it's like in the moment, it's like, yes, I may have done that wrong, mom, but like this.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta be able to take it. You gotta yeah. be able to take it, which is hard, but that is the key to relationships, is knowing what to let go of mm-hmm. and knowing what to fight for. Just kind of those things combined are just so important in any relationship.
Thank you so, so much for having this conversation
Absolutely.
With me.
I'm so happy that we got to do this.
After multiple scheduling conflicts, it's okay.
We made it.
We did it. It's recorded. It's done. And it was such a great episode that I cannot wait to edit. Mm. Thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you so much for listening. I will see you again soon.
Bye, y'all.